This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Angela is standing by from the YMCA. How are you doing on this Friday morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here, I'm up.
That's good.
It.
Yep.
How about you? What have you done? How much physical work have you done this morning already?
I did some rowing, and then when we're done here, I'm going to train one of my clients.
And tell me about training right now. What is that like on an individual level?
Well, I mean, it hasn't changed much in the studio. I mean, now we're social distancing a lot more than we did previously. When you go into the wellness center, though, trainers are wearing the masks while they're training. But in the training studio, since we're away from the general members, we can kind of social distance, do our thing, and get a really good workout in.
All right. And what describe to me sort of people's, I know everyone's got their own individual personality, but what kind of approach are you seeing? I mean, are you seeing it sort of like all over the spectrum of like, oh, I'm really super cautious to, I'm just not believing in this thing at all and everything in between?
Absolutely. Absolutely. However, when they do come in here, they all have to be doing the same thing. I mean, they all have to be wearing their mask to and from a wellness center, locker rooms, front desk. But yeah, you it's all over the board where, hey, this is not a big deal to where I'm going to wear my mask 24/7. And that's fine. We'll accommodate everybody. And but I think for the most part, members are very respectful to each other. And that's, you know, in the beginning, it was a learning curve. But I think, unfortunately, now we've been living through it for so long that it's almost become habit and natural.
Yeah, I would hope that would be the case across the board. I just see far too many people not doing what they should, and a certain selfishness about it. I mean, it's not about protecting you; it's about protecting everyone else. Are you guys watching sort of the mitigation efforts in some of these other regions and looking at the cases? I mean, it could dramatically impact the way you guys are operating if something comes down.
Yeah, I mean, we are. Abby's doing a really good job of making sure that we change as we change here as a nation. But, you know, I was a little concerned a couple of weeks ago when the cases were continuing to go up. I was worried that maybe our traffic in here would slow down and we wouldn't get new members. But we've actually had several new memberships taken out in the last couple of weeks, and I was looking at numbers, and numbers are holding pretty steady traffic-wise, so that is really good. Our retention rate has stayed very good. I mean, we're above 70%, which is amazing even in a good year. So we're happy with that, and we're just hoping that as people become more aware and unfortunately used to what we're going through, that they'll be able to adapt and know that they can come in here and get a good workout and be safe.
Are you getting any data or any sort of empirical analytics as far as how wise are being, how they're doing across the United States? I mean, is there any correlating sort of data that you're looking at?
I sit on a lot of CEO calls during the week, and I will tell you that what is going on in our Y, I mean, number-wise, we're very similar to other Ys. We are about 50% of what we were last year at this time, and that's a little bit higher than the average. Usually Ys are running around, it appears from what our conversations are, is somewhere between 35 and like 44%. So I feel really good about where our Y is in relation to other Ys in the region and in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year's goals are not this year's goals, right?
No,
I mean, there's just no doubt.
Absolutely. So everything is, it seems like on a weekly basis, we have to adjust how we look at things and new policies and just kind of evolving as everybody else is.
All right. Listen, this is what has remained constant, though, is that you're going to feel better as we head into the winter months and people are indoors. And we've talked about the dangers of all that. But being healthy and getting physically in shape is going to dramatically alter not only your mood, your quality of life, your resistance to flu and COVID and everything else out there. It matters now more than ever.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that we have to drive home is, you know, you can come here and work out safely, and it is going to help you in the long run fight off whatever happens during this, you know, it's flu season, it's cold season, it's allergy season, it's COVID season. So, but if your immune system is strong, you're going to fight it better. And if you do catch it, it's not going to be for as long of a period of time. And that's my opinion. And I think most people would agree with that.
Well, for all of life, mental health, physical health, all of it, that hasn't changed during this pandemic. I would encourage people to get active, whether you join the Y or not. Just, you know, get outside, walk, start putting one foot in front of the other. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you can see results, and you'll be amazed at how much better you feel. It's just hard to describe to folks, and I know they don't believe it, or maybe they have their own self-doubt, but it is, I mean, you do this every day. You help open people's eyes to what they can do in a relatively short period of time.
Yes, and once you get that feeling where you feel really good, and it doesn't take long. That's one of the things about starting a workout program is in a few days, you're going to feel better. Now, are you going to lose like 20 pounds in 3 days? No, but it's going to make you want to continue to do it because you're going to feel so much better, not only physically, but mentally.
Absolutely. Best way for people to start the conversation. Go to the Y website, make a phone call, stop in and take a tour. What's the best way?
Well, you know me, I'm a face-to-face girl. I would love for you got everybody to come in and take a tour. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that right now, please call in. Our front desk, our courtesy desk, does a great job of letting people know what we have to offer.
All right. That's DecaturYMCA.org, right?
You got it.
All right, Angela. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week. Angela Folk from the YMCA.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.